It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
So the official Olympiad is over, Scott. And by the way, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast.
What's going to make it exciting?
Oh, I don't know. It's exciting because it just is.
Okay, if you say so. Welcome, everybody, to another Satellite Guys podcast. I'm Scott Gruskowski, joined by Robert Nemitz, Goalie Bob. Goalie Bob last week was at Raw instead of the Olympics, but I understand that he saw a lot of great athletes performing there.
Oh, yeah, I saw athletes like CM Punk, which was a hometown favorite, also Batista, and also Kane. And, you know, the really thing that I couldn't figure out is they're really larger than what they look on TV.
Oh, yeah, they look a lot different in person than when you see them on TV, even in HD.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if you caught it, but I recorded the feed from High Definition last night, and when last week, but when Santino was with whatever, that Glamazon chick,
yeah, Beth
if
Phoenix,
you pause the DVR just right, you catch a glimpse of her nipple.
Oh, I got to go back and watch that one again. Just kidding. Anyways, the Olympics, that was the big talk. When they weren't watching wrestling, they were watching the Olympics, and really nice. You know, both Dish Network and DirecTV gave us some extra feeds, and it was very nice to see the offering from both of them. I was kind of really surprised to see a lot of video-on-demand offerings from Dish Network that were in full high definition, including the opening ceremonies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I was glued to, and if I couldn't catch it on demand, I was definitely glued to the TV. And I saw the closing ceremonies, and for the first 5 minutes, I had a real Cirque du Soleil feel.
Yeah, it felt that way. And unfortunately, it wasn't as good as the opening. And I thought the way they extinguished the flame was kind of lame as well. And the lead guitarist there from Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, it didn't fit in at all for what they were trying to go for. If they wanted somebody from London, they should have had Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, Elton John, but Robert Plant was not the ideal person to say welcome to London.
Yeah, I know, and I gotta hand it to the Chinese. Communist regimes certainly know how to put on a show.
Oh, the fireworks were incredible. Of course, that's where all the fireworks come from, so if they can't do it, nobody can.
Yeah, I know. I was watching on DirecTV On Demand the opening ceremonies, and they had fireworks inside the stadium with the countdown, and it spelled out a 3 and a 2 and a 1.
Yeah, yep, and then they had the Olympic rings. We saw that a couple times, and it was just really, really cool and really well done. In my multi-channel news article that I wrote on late Friday night, early Saturday morning, I actually graded the Olympics coverage from Dish Network and DirecTV, and the gold medal for Olympics coverage this year, I gave it to DirecTV. Dish had basically the same coverage that DirecTV did. However, DirecTV had their own exclusive video on demand channel for the Olympics, while Dish Network, you had to really go and search all over the place. Some of them were listed under regular TV entertainment. Some of them you had to go into Dish Online and select TV entertainment there and then scroll down with all the other video on demand selections and find the Olympics. And it was really hard to find what you're looking for on Dish Network. And that's why I give the gold medal to DirecTV for the 2008 Summer Olympics.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, Scott. As DirecTV was well laid out, it was DirecTV Channel 1008. As far as where you can find that Olympic content. And I believe it's still there, so if you're kind of twiddling around today and tomorrow, the next few days, catch it while it's still up. But, yeah, everything was well laid out, and it was in alphabetical order, so if I wanted to see Michael Phillips win a gold medal, I could just go to Michael Phillips there, and I had everything that he wanted to, or that he did while he was in Beijing.
Yeah, the other thing that Dish kind of did that was neat over DirecTV was they actually had a lot of content that was already stored on your hard drive, so you didn't have to download it all from the internet. And I was kind of surprised to see a lot of HD stuff available on your hard drive already. So it was very surprising, very good, very On a Dish Network front, a very basic use of the technology, but it's showing what is possible from Dish Network, and I hope to see them expand that in the future. And hopefully a lot of people use that to let Dish Network know that if something's free out there and they've got good content, people will indeed use it. And that's very important because, you know, I want to see a lot more free video on demand from Dish Network, just like DirecTV is doing.
Exactly, Scott. And this is a precedent idea where video on demand is no longer a cable television exclusive. And that kind of leads me on to what cable TV is doing. I don't know if you've seen the new high-definition commercials from Comcast where they're saying that they have over 500 high-definition
choices.
Right.
Yep.
And I don't know who works for Comcast, but they need to get the Enron-style counting out of their head, because once when you view one choice, oh, guess what? I got 499.
Yeah, it's Enron-style accounting from everybody. It's not just the cable industry. It's the satellite industry. This 130-channel bullcrap is just that, bullcrap. And it's getting interesting. You know, we're seeing a lot of channels pop up. Look at the channel count from last year compared to this year, and we're doing so great. HD is now mainstream. You can't walk into a store, I don't think, now and purchase anything larger than a 20-inch set that's not HD compatible. And, you know, mainstream HD is here. It's about time, and I'm happy to see it.
Yeah, the official channel count, by the way, is DirecTV 64, Dish Network 64, Comcast Chicago 28.
Good numbers there, and it is, you know, it may not seem like a lot, but most of what I watch now is carried in HD by both providers, and you know, I'm very, very happy with that. Speaking of launching HD, ESPNU is launching on this Thursday. However, I'm hearing from my friends at ESPN that neither Dish Network nor DirecTV will carry the launch of ESPNU in high definition this Thursday.
Well, that's kind of surprising, Scott, because I believe DirecTV said about 6 months to a year ago that they were going to carry that on its launch.
Yeah, but then something happened there, and even a couple weeks ago I was talking to someone from DirecTV, and they kind of said, well, we didn't necessarily say we'd launch it on the launch day. And I got a friend of mine that works for ESPN, and they're having a big party on Thursday night at the amusement park that's directly across the street from ESPN, and there's a mountain blocking between both of them. And they're having this big party over there, and they're having celebrities there and VIPs and so on and so forth. And I guess they're having an issue is they have no way of signal over there to watch it unless they bring in a big C-band dish. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes for Thursday night. I don't know what they're planning on doing.
Yeah, I just recommended a KU mobile truck, possibly DVB-S2 encryption, and do it that way so that way you can at least get your channel launched and get the video feed to the ESPN headquarters there in Bristol.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. So Thursday, that's launching, but you see it on Dish. You won't see it on DirecTV, but it's going to be interesting. The ESPN just announced a big deal today with one of the conferences. I believe it was SEC conference. $2.5 billion for, I believe it's a 15-year contract with the SEC. And most of the programming is going to be carried on ESPNU, so that's going to be a major player channel coming.
Exactly. And you know what? Speaking of conferences, Scott, you know the Democratic National Convention started today in Denver, and you know by any chance who's the official satellite company of that?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Actually, I got a phone call today from one of my insiders at Dish Network, and they actually called me from the show floor. From the DNC floor, and he called me up. He said, "Guess you never guess where I am right now." And I said, "Where?" And he goes, "I'm standing on the floor about 3 feet from the stage at the convention." And Dish is really proud to be there. They're lending a lot of technology there, and they're really proud to be there. And it's going to be interesting to see what goes on this week.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I hope the Democratic Party finally gets unified and hopefully we'll see a couple uplinks coming out of the 105 location where currently Dish Network has some space available that they can lend to people who need satellite uplinks.
And Obama, if you're listening, thank you for waking me up Saturday morning at 3:30 in the morning with your text message. I was sleeping, and And normally when the satellite guy's servers crash, I get notified by text messages, which wakes me up. And I was waking up at 3:30, but it wasn't because of a server crash. It was because Obama has selected Joe Biden as his vice presidential running mate. Thanks for waking me up, Obama.
Yeah, for those of you that are not necessarily in the United States listening from overseas, this is actually quite a huge election because this is the first time in a long time that the sitting president in office will not be participating in this election.
Thank God.
Yeah, I think everyone's proud to see him go, and I know I am. And
I admit, though, I enjoyed watching the president on the Olympics. He acted like a human. You know, he's just a regular Joe like me and you, and, you know, to see him out there touching a girl's butt in a volleyball court was hilarious. And even he did an in-studio interview with Bob Costas, and they were just sitting back and yucking it up and joking around. And he wasn't the president of the United States. He was your best buddy who lived next door, and it was kind of neat to see him like that.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of Bob Costas, I don't know if you saw the footage from the Today Show where they had Big Al doing Roker doing rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah, they had both him and Matt Lauer in the little suits there. I don't know what they latex suits, rubber suits, whatever. But they had the little ribbons in their hands and they were going around doing it. And it was just really funny to see the guys from NBC do a great job on that stuff. And, you know, they had a great time, but it's kind of sad to see the Olympics over, but they are done. And USA walked away with more medals than anybody else, so that's a good thing.
So, Scott, I hear that Dish Network has officially launched Eastern Arc.
Yes, they have. And the day we're taping this today is a Monday, and just this afternoon the official press release came out announcing the launch of the all MPEG-4 video servers from Dish Network, where all channels, high definition and standard definition, are being transmitted in full MPEG-4 format. And I posted something online this afternoon. I actually got my hands on a Dish 1000.4 for Eastern Arc, and I spent all day yesterday installing that and setting that up. And it was really interesting, and I was kind of surprised at what I saw up there. We was able to receive channel 101, which is in the clear, and it's MPEG-4 standard definition in the clear. And also another surprise up there was HD Theater from the 72 satellite was in MPEG-4 format, and HD Theater is looking better than it has looked in a long, long, long time. It was really great to see how great the picture quality was in MPEG-4, and I'm looking forward to seeing that one switch over.
Right, exactly. And it sounds like this really has a game plan going, and maybe here in a couple years down the line, we'll see Western Arc, which is 110, 119, and 129, start its transition over to MPEG-4.
Yeah, it's gonna take about 2 to 3 years to do that, but they are planning on doing that because all the space they gain is so they can add more HD channels and other, you know, interactive features that are coming down the line. And the MPEG-4, it's really hard to judge the quality for me for the channel 101, and let me explain why I can't really give you an opinion on that. It's because that was all basically computer generated to begin with on 101. You know, they got the backgrounds and everything there, and it was all encoded for MPEG-2 transmission, so that way it looked the best it could in MPEG-2. And it's coming off a hard drive at Cheyenne to be transmitted out, so basically it's really hard without seeing a real live broadcast of what the MPEG-4 standard definition stuff looks like. I did a lot of compression artifacts on 101, but again, that video was made for MPEG-2, so it looked best on MPEG-2, and I can't really be the judge of what the standard definition services look like based off that pre-recorded encoder.
Right, exactly, Scott. And, you know, it's definitely progress, and progress is always good. So hopefully we'll see some new progress coming down here in the line in the next couple of years. And I don't know, maybe Dish will launch the 101 in high definition, or, yeah, channel 101. I'm used to DirecTV's 101, but maybe they'll launch it in high definition.
No, but speaking of the DirecTV's 101, they just announced today they're going to be covering Farm Aid this year exclusively on DirecTV channel 101. It's Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp and I believe Dave Matthews Band this year, and everybody, it's going to be exclusively, it's on DirecTV 101, and it's going to be the first time ever that Farm Aid's been in high definition. So DirecTV is bringing their customers some really great stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why Dish doesn't do something like what DirecTV's done with the 101. They have some great quality programming on there. Concerts, they had the Lumberjacks on there, or whatever, the Ice Road Truckers on there for a little while. And
yep, and they got the World Series of Gaming. They've got, I believe it's the Passions Soap Opera. Then they've got the NBC show Friday Night Lights coming this September, where it's going to air for an entire season on DirecTV, and then it's going to continue on NBC. So it's kind of a unique situation they got there. And again, you can only see that on DirecTV on channel 101. It's available in high definition and also standard definition if you don't have a HD receiver yet. And if you're a Satellite Guys member, you really should have an HD receiver by now.
Right. And Scott, we speaking of the 101 and also DirecTV, we had a couple of comments in the forum last week saying that as we were talking about DirecTV's 1080 progressive plans, that we weren't talking too much about Dish Network's plans.
Well, Dish Network's plans was just to get something up there. And there's one important thing that, you know, I figured out through the week, and because I downloaded the movie from DirecTV, Dish Network actually sent their movie over satellite, which looked incredible. And the bucket list from DirecTV that people were able to download who are in a CE program, that was actually downloaded over the internet. So Dish is still winning that little thing there by actually broadcasting 1080p via satellite. And what their future lies, I don't know. I know they're working on a couple other movies to be presented in 1080p, and they're looking at expanding that to 5 to 10 movies in 1080p at any one time. So what we're seeing right now is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right, exactly. And there's still a lot of testing to be had out there. I know there's a lot of people for both DirecTV and Dish Network having problems with the 1080p source, especially I'm one of them with my TV where it recognizes the 1080p 24 frame signal, but it's not displaying it correctly.
Yeah, mine displayed fine. I was lucky to be able to display it. And the bucket list from DirecTV also looked incredible. And, you know, both companies were trying to rush here. This was like going back to the 60s and watching the Americans fight the Russians and seeing who could be the first one to go into space and then to the moon. And this was both companies here fighting to be who could be the first one to broadcast 1080p signals. And you know, we're just seeing the beginning here, folks. This is something they just rushed to do to show that they can do it, but there's a lot more to come, and it's going to get better than what it is now.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy rocket time there.
Yep. And speaking of time, I think I hear the music, Bob.
Yep. You know, keep it tuned to satelliteguys.us, and we'll have all the latest breaking news.
Yep. And by the way, before we go, I want to say thank you to everybody out there for making Satellite Guys their official Eastern Arc source. For the over the past 2 years now, we've been telling you about the Eastern Arc, giving you all the facts and figures on it. And while other sites have been calling us rumor mongers by giving you all this information, we proved again why we were 100% right and why we are the best satellite forum on the internet. So thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.